3-2. Ohtani, right center field, and deep, and gone! 34! Look at where that pitch was. That's way out of the zone. Look at that.
That's called coverage.
This is BetQL Daily from BetQL.
Welcome back, BetQL Daily on the BetQL Network. Joe Giglio joined today and for a lot of this week by Cody Decker as Joe O is out. We're going to do some baseball with Bob Nightingale coming up in a minute here. We've got a lot to get to, including more reaction and look ahead with the NBA Finals. We've got hit or miss coming up this hour, including some amazing quotes and great stories. And, of course, some NFL talk as we are just a little over a week until training camp. But, Cody, it's exciting to have you on today and some of this week. I know you were with Joe on Friday, so you're getting both Joes here on the BetQL Daily.
And I will not tell you which one I think is better, but I'm a big fan of both of the Joes. I have not been quiet about it.
Well, that's good. Well, we appreciate that. Maybe by the end of the week I'll get you to say that you're a Joe G fan versus a Joe O fan, but we'll see. We'll see how the week goes. But, Cody, baseball, this is my favorite time, actually, the baseball season. I love opening day. The September pennant races are awesome. But I love this time because doesn't it feel like every game matters almost a little bit more for all these teams in the middle? You know, these teams that are pretty good, maybe buyers, a bad week, they could be sellers. It feels like the season for, I don't know, 12 teams is going to flip over the next week or so. If they go for it, if they don't, if they sell off, everything changes. And it almost makes the games over the next week mean so much more.
You couldn't be lying. You couldn't be even more on the point on this, because here's the fact of the entire matter. Teams right now that are buyers could be sellers within the next 5 days. One team that immediately comes to mind is the Atlanta Braves, who have already added Jock Peterson, but have dropped two of their first three since acquiring him. So this is a team that could easily move him on in the next week and a half. But that being said, they might not want to, because we have a completely anemic NL East right now where it's up for grabs from everybody, including, I'm actually going to say this, and I can't believe I'm saying this, the Miami Marlins are not out of contention in that division. No one is. That is a division not of parity, but of honestly just underwhelming teams. Every one of these teams is underperformed from the beginning of the season to right now, including the first place Mets.
Well, I'm looking at it right now, and you're right. And the Marlins are a team. They're 40-53. Yet you're right. They're not out of it. They are only 9.5 games out of first place. They actually have the third best run differential in the division, despite being in last place with the record pretty far under 500. I said it last night after watching and watched some of the highlights of the Phillies-Marlins games yesterday, the suspended game they completed and then the other one, the full game. So I'm in Philadelphia, Cody. I do a local show at night in Philadelphia. And I said last night, there is no excuse for the Phillies not to win this division, right? I bet every fan base feels the same about their team. The Mets fans probably feel like there's no excuse for the Mets not to win it. Braves fans feel like, oh, they're trying. They should win it. But you know what? I have no idea what's going to happen. You could come up with any scenario, and I will believe that team will win the East. Let's see what our guy Bob Nightingale thinks. He is our Odyssey MLB insider. Joining the show is Bob Nightingale. Insider Call is presented by BetQL. Get access to the data and insights the sportsbooks don't want you to see. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. Bob with us. Bob, we are 11 days away from the MLB trade deadline. Bob, what are you hearing out there? Is it going to be a seller's market, buyers? I know the Cubs probably have a lot to trade. What are you hearing as far as the trade market early today?
Well, there'll be a lot more sellers than, there's so many teams out of the race. So a lot of teams are selling, not that many big names, but it'll be interesting. There'll be a lot of relievers that get moved, not big time guys, but a ton of relievers will get traded.
Hey, Bob, it's Cody Decker here. How you doing, man? You're talking about a lot of relievers, and we know that the trade deadline is very, very big when it comes to pitching. But there are some really interesting, position players out there that are available. One that's constantly brought up is Chris Bryant, and there are a lot of teams that he fits on. But John Heyman was on the show on Friday, and he brought up a team that we never even heard about with Chris Bryant, and that's the Los Angeles Dodgers. Is there anything more coming out of that right now?
I don't see the Dodgers. I really don't. They need pitching. I mean, they need, a lot of pitching. They're down two starters. So I think they're going to just focus on pitching. Bryant makes the perfect sense to go to the Mets. I think it's a natural fit. You know, the Mets, obviously, with Lindor going down now, and Brian can play third. He can play the outfield. I see him going to New York.
Bob Nightingale, Odyssey MLB Insider, joining us. You mentioned the Mets may be a potential fit for Chris Bryant. Bob, the NL East, Cody and I were just talking about it as you hopped on. It's incredible. You call it parity. You can call it underwhelming. Someone's going to win this division, maybe not that much over 500. It feels like everyone is in it. Maybe Miami will be the one seller. The Braves kind of, we'll see. How about the Phillies here, Bob? They've never gone over the luxury tax. You know, a couple years ago, their owner, John Middleton, said he was going to spend stupid money. He did. They signed Bryce Harper. They're in it. They're playing well. Do you expect the Phillies to be aggressive and add? And do you think they would go over the tax if it meant, you know, getting a good player?
Oh, I do. I think John Middleton wants to win so bad. And, you know, Dave Dombrowski's always been very aggressive. So, you know, I had a GM the other day say, I'll bet you, you know, $1 million. He ends up either in Philadelphia or San Francisco. You know, I don't rule out the Astros either. But, yeah, I mean, a guy like Craig Kimbrell makes perfect sense for Philadelphia. They've got to get some, you know, they've blown 22 saves. They've got to get another reliever.
Yeah, you mentioned Kimbrell to the Phillies is a perfect matchup for them. But, you just finished talking about Bryant to the Mets, which would be an absolutely killer setup. But we've also seen over these last couple of years, Edwin Diaz have a lot of issues. Can you see that the Mets try to package both Bryant and Kimbrell together to get them both over to Queens?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they could do that with the Lindor going down. I mean, they could use Baez, too, for that matter. But yeah, I think the Mets would be very aggressive here. You know, the new owner with the Steve Cohen, I think they'll go, you know, blow past the luxury tax if you know, if that's what it takes. So, yeah, I could see them doing that. You know, I just don't know, you know, if they have that those kind of prospects. To get a 2-for-1 or 3-for-1, you know, that sort of thing.
Bob, I'm always interested this time of year, the teams on the bubble where they could buy, but certainly they're you know, far enough back that them selling would not surprise anyone. The Washington Nationals, what are you hearing on them? They're six back right now. And obviously the big name is Max Scherzer, right? You know, Mike Rizzo loves him. He's a free agent to be. Do you think there's a chance Max Scherzer ends up on the trade block before next Friday?
There's a chance. They'd have to keep on losing. I mean, even, you know, team like Atlanta Braves, who seem like they're out of it, you know, they're still like, they're still going for it. So, doubtful. But, you know, it's possible. It's almost on, if Max wants to be dealt, you know, then they'll trade him. I mean, he's a 10-5 guy, so he can dictate where he wants to go. He can reject everything. So I still think he stays put. I don't completely rule it out.
You know, with all the pitchers that we've been talking about and all the teams that are in need of players, one team that we've actually talked about earlier in the show is the White Sox, and they're the clear favorites in the American League Central. But, you know, they've been banged up, and one name that comes up quite a bit right now is Yasmani Grandal. And I know Zach Collins has taken over the catching spot for the time being, but do they need another catcher back there to supplement them? Someone like a Max Stassi, someone with a little bit of more veteran experience that might be a right-handed bat to supplement Collins?
Well, they were looking at Stephen Vogt before he got traded to Atlanta. So, yeah, they would like to get another catcher if Grandal doesn't come back fast enough. They just don't want to go with the young guys. Their big thing is they need the second baseman. You know, their number one target is Trevor Story. Story has not played, you know, second base in the big leagues, only at shortstop. But, you know, they'd love to get Story, move him to second base. If they can't get Story, then get Escobar. You know, they were trading for Escobar about 3 weeks ago, then Escobar got hurt. So they can pull that off anytime they want. But Story is their number one target.
Bob, what are you hearing on Minnesota? You know, probably one of baseball's most obvious sellers, and they have a bunch of really good players. Some of them, you know, with club control beyond this year, Jose Berríos, Rogers, the closer. I imagine a lot of their guys that are rentals will move here. But do you think the Twins have a big sell-off or just, you know, bits and pieces with guys that are on expiring deals?
I think bits and pieces. I don't think they can trade Miguel Barrios. You know, he's too valuable. But, yeah, hey, if they get the right deal for, you know, Nelson Cruz and some of these guys, you know, I know people talk about that Mets with Donaldson. I still think Bryant makes a lot more sense than Donaldson does. Donaldson, though, he's a winner. He's a gamer. We'll see. But yeah, I don't see a ton of guys being moved from Minnesota, but certainly a few guys for sure.
You know, sticking with Minnesota, you just mentioned that. We saw the Lance Lynn extension in, you know, Chicago just the other day. Where are things going with this Buxton extension? Because it seems as though both sides are on very different places when it comes to money.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Buxton's always hurt. You know, talented guy. We'll see. I think, you know, he's a free agent after next year. You know, if he has a big year next year, you know, I'm sure Minnesota's thinking, we should have locked this guy up. So it's going to have to come at their price. We'll see. You know, we'll see, too, whether Buxton, you know, wants to bet on himself or not. Say, you know what? If I'm healthy next year, I can make a whole lot more than the Twins are offering. So I'd be surprised if it happens. You know, I think Buxton has more confidence in himself than saying, you know what, I'm going to sign a, you know, undervalued contract because I think, you know, if I'm healthy, you know, I can be making, you know, twice as much as the Twins are going to offer me.
Odyssey MLB insider Bob Nightingale joining us here on BetQL Daily. Joe Giglio, Cody Decker, talking some baseball here. We are just a little over a week and a half from the MLB trade deadline. Bob, the NL West, most fascinating division in baseball, probably all three teams heading to the playoffs, but you know all three want to avoid that one-game wildcard. They want to win the division. How aggressive do you think this division will be? Dodgers, you said, starting pitching. We know Preller's always aggressive in San Diego. Will the Giants be aggressive? Kind of a year ahead of schedule, Farhan Zaidi there. Do you think the Giants are going to be aggressive to try to win this division through the trade deadline?
Well, I do. I think the Giants will be very aggressive. You know, just and kind of a magical year. If they get the, you know, they get that pitching too, it keeps them from going to the Padres, the Dodgers. You know, talking to executives in those teams, they all expect that they're going to be going after the same guys. So I think it'll be fascinating. You know, everybody would like to have relief help too, but I think they're going after starters. Right? I think the same starters that the Dodgers want, the Giants want, and the Padres want. So I think it'll be a great race. You know, who wants to be in the wild card game? You know, who wants to face a Yu Darvish or a, you know, a Gosman or a, you know, a Walker Buehler, you know, in a one game take all. So I think it'll be, you know, one of the best races. And I think, you know, whatever that wild card game, I think that'd be the most intriguing wild card game of all time.
You know, we've been talking a lot about the Chicago Cubs and about them being sellers, especially after the previous month that they just had. But I wouldn't expect a big-time fire sale. I think it's pretty much a foregone conclusion that both Bryant and Kimbrel are long gone. But is there another person in there that is getting any interest? Is a Rizzo or Baez getting any interest that one of them could potentially be moved or even a Contreras thrown in the mix?
Yeah, I mean, Contreras, they wanted to trade off last winter and just never got the right deal. Atlanta talked to them a lot, sort of a few other teams, but a high, high price tag. So I don't see Contreras. I don't see someone doing that. You know, maybe this winter, but not now. You know, I didn't hear Baez either, but then Lindor went down, and, you know, it was the Mets. Baez makes a lot of sense for the Mets. But, you know, you can't get, you know, if you're the Mets, you know, you can't get Baez and Bryant and Kimbrel all at once. You have to get a 3-for-1. I think they both stay put. I have not heard Rizzo's name at all. I think still he's kind of an icon in Chicago. You know, his best value obviously is in Chicago, not somewhere else. I'd be stunned if he's traded. I think he stays put. I think he signs a contract this winter. And, you know, of all the guys that come back, he's the one guy that comes back.
Bob, quickly, last one for you. Do you think Trevor Bauer pitches again this season? It's a very difficult situation to talk about. Obviously, it's a difficult situation for the Dodgers, he and the victim in this case. He's on administrative leave through July 27th. Do you think there's a chance he doesn't pitch again this season?
No, I think no chance. I mean, I think the three of us have a better chance of pitching for the Dodgers than he does. I don't even know about next year. But I don't think there's any chance in the world he pitches. You know, even when this administrative leave expires, I think they just turn around and suspend him. So, no, I think the Dodgers go into this, you know, trade deadline thinking we don't even know if he pitches again for us the rest of his career. So, no, I think there's no chance that he pitches for anybody.
Bob, always appreciate hopping on. We'll be following, reading, and listening as the deadline comes up just 11 days from now. That was Odyssey MLB Insider Bob Nightingale. Insider calls presented by BetQL. BetQL is here to help us all make better bets for real. Proven analytics, bet smarter, and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. Cody, it feels like there's an arms race going on in the NL West. Those three teams, and they're all going to be trying to add. What a great race.
And not only that, it seems like these are teams that are going to make trades just so the other teams don't get players that they want.
It is awesome. I can't wait to watch it play out, and we'll be following all. We appreciate Bob hopping on. On the other side, hit or miss some of the wild stuff going on in the sports world. Aaron Rodgers, he going to report to camp? We'll hit that next. Joe G., Cody Decker, this is BetQL Daily on the BetQL Network.